There's another interesting thing about the darkness. If you look over in Colossians 1, 13th verse, Paul is telling them what he's praying over them, what he's declaring over them. And he says that they are delivered out from the exousia, the authority of darkness. Y'all remember when we went through this, I don't know, several months ago? Delivered out from the authority of darkness and methistemi, placed withstanding. Okay, it says transferred. No, you just translate that word literally, methistemi, withstanding. You are placed withstanding in the basileia, the kingdom, the realm or rule of authority. The kingdom ruled by the agape, the purposeful good will of the Son of God. That's what that says. So this darkness apparently has authority because it says you've been delivered out from the authority of darkness. So when you're walking in that thing where you can't really see very well, or you're even in a situation where there's no light or there's something blocking the light because you're in the kingdom of darkness, you got a problem. Put all this together. This is the darkness that's there. But Paul said, you've been delivered out from the authority of darkness, and you've been placed withstanding in the kingdom, the realm, the rule of the authority, the purposeful goodwill of the Son of God. Hallelujah. This darkness, the way he holds in this authority, light. Light is true revelation. That light being shined into you, that you are designed to be able to operate off of. The darkness is deception. The darkness is misinformation or disinformation through manipulation by deception. This is the opposite of the light of life. It is the misinformation. It is the disinformation through the manipulation of deception. That's the enemy. That's what he does. And Paul wrote and said, you don't have to be there. You've been delivered. You've been rescued from that and placed withstanding in the kingdom of the purposeful goodwill of the Son of God. That's what you have. You want to use the word accomplished? That's what you've walked into. That's what's become available to you. We can go back to the 14th verse, the first chapter of John. That's what you've been given authority to do. You can exercise your authority as a child of God. 1 John 7. If we walk in the light, then you have this word hos. Most translations just say as. It's a comparative adverb. Okay? It can mean since or when, almost the idea of because, right? Okay? If you walk in the light, since he is E-N, contained in the light. Get that picture. Put all this stuff together in your mind. All this stuff is happening now. And you have the authority to walk into it because you've been delivered from the misinformation and disinformation through the manipulation and the deception. You can walk in the light, and that's exactly what John said. If you will walk in the light, since he is contained in the light, you have fellowship, and it says, with one another. And I think we talked about this a long time ago. For years when I read that, if you walk in the light, he of the light, you have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son, Jesus, cleanses you of all righteousness, right? And I always thought we have fellowship with one another until I came to understand what's being said in this word. What it says is, if you will walk in the light, since he, Jesus, is contained in the light, you will have fellowship. That's not, I mean, yes, we have fellowship, okay? But that's not the picture here. The picture here is you and Jesus will have koinonia. You will have fellowship one with the other or with each other. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all, and I learned it, unrighteousness, actually just, I'm going to tell you, sin. Okay? You'll be cleansed from that idea of missing it or not having that possession, that mark. You don't see the light, but you are, in fact, whether you realize it or not, directed by the information contained in it. Going back to that thing that's just become so prevalent in my mind, 2 Corinthians 4, 6, and 7. Jesus is shining the light of the knowledge of God out from the reflection of that light from his face into your heart so that that power that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge is contained in what he said, earthen vessels, jars of clay, your body. All of this is being contained. It's happening to you. It's being contained in you. Jesus is the one doing that. And this light, what was that, Galatians 3:5? He is furnishing to you the Spirit and energizing, energale, remember? Energizing the dunamis, the, and it's plural, the abilities contained in you out from the hearing, the report of faith. He is shining this information into you, both spirit and soul and body of a truth. What is it? Amen. These words are true, right? Amen. These words are true. And that's energizing all of those abilities contained in you because of who you are as a child of God. Praise God. Y'all stand up, we'll be through. Father, I thank you so much for your word this morning. I do believe by your spirit, they can receive the information and it paints a firm picture of faith that will be energizing their expectation so that they can walk in through faith even better than they have ever before. Hallelujah.